Today we celebrate the triumphal entry. We talked about it in Sunday school, and this is the day when Jesus rode into Jerusalem as the conquering Messiah, the one who came to free us from sin, and the people praised his name and shouted hosannas to him. But Jesus knew that his journey would end on a cross, that the shouts of hosanna would turn to shouts of crucify him. And he knew that when he made the trip to Jerusalem. And perhaps no one had to deal with this on a personal level like Simon of Cyrene, the man who had to carry Jesus' cross. He came to Jerusalem for a celebration, and he ended up carrying a bloody cross on his back. But Jesus knew that this had to happen, because he was the Lamb of God who came to sacrifice for our sins. Walking on the road to Jerusalem, the time had come to sacrifice again. My two small sons, they walked beside me on the road, and the reason that they came was to watch the Lamb. Daddy, Daddy, what will we see there? There's so much we don't understand. So I told them of Moses and Father Abraham. Then I said, dear children, watch the Lamb. There will be so many in Jerusalem today. We must be sure the Lamb doesn't run away. And I told them of Moses and Father Abraham. Then I said, dear children, watch the Lamb. When we reached the city, I knew something must be wrong. There were no joyful worshipers, no joyful worship songs. I stood there with my children in the midst of angry men. Then I heard the crowd cry out, crucify him! A part I did not wish to play. Why upon this day were men condemned to die? Why were we standing here where soon they would pass by? I wished, they said, even now they come. First one cried for mercy, the people gave him none. The second one was violent, he was arrogant and loud. I still can hear his angry voice screaming at the crowd. Then someone said, there's Jesus. I scarce believe my eyes. A man so badly beaten, he barely looked alive. Blood poured from his body, from the thorns upon his brow. Running down the cross, and falling to the ground. I watched him as he struggled. I watched him as he fell. The cross came down upon his back. The crowd began to yell. In that moment, I felt such agony. In that moment, I felt such loss. Till a Roman soldier grabbed my arm and screamed, "You carry his cross." At first, I tried to resist him, but his hand reached for his sword. So I knelt and took the cross from the Lord. They placed it on my shoulders. We started down the street. The blood that he'd been shedding was running down my cheek. They led us to Golgotha. They drove nails deep in his feet and hands. Yet upon the cross I heard him pray, "Father, forgive them." Never have I seen such love in any other eyes. "Into thy hands I commit my spirit," he prayed, then he died. I stood for what seemed like years. I'd lost all sense of time. Until I felt two tiny hands holding tight to mine. My children stood there weeping. I heard the oldest say, "Daddy, please forgive us, the lamb ran away." "Daddy, Daddy, what have we seen here? There's so much we don't understand." So I took them in my arms. We turned and faced the cross. Then I said, "Dear children, watch the Lamb."